was unexpected for us to get to the final. Yeah, to go all the way and win it was a huge achievement for these girls. So, yeah, really proud of them.
How many teams did you have to get past in order to secure the championship?
We had a last 16, a quarterfinal, a semifinal, and a final. So kind of four or five rounds we got through to get to the final.
Hand on heart, Shelley, were you expecting this or did this come as a very pleasant surprise?
Well, we got to semi-finals last year, so we kind of set ourselves the goal, the dream was to get to the final this year to represent at Big Bucks Wednesday. So to get there was goal achieved, and to win it was just, another step, another tick.
Obviously, it's another feather in the cap of the netball program.
Yeah, well, this year our first team have been hugely successful. They have secured the league title in Division 1A. So we will now head into playoffs to get into the Premier North Division. Securing league and cup double for them. Our second team also won their league and made the cup final, and our thirds have also won their league. So three league wins and two cup appearances. So it's been a great season for UW Netball.
Tell us a bit about how long the netball program has been in place.
So I took over the netball program 4 years ago. It's been a long-standing program. It's been here, for many, many years. But 4 years ago, we made a decision to add a bit more structure and more expectations to make the program both elitist but also participation and performance-driven. So we increased training. We increased the society and the committee members that the students could get involved in, and kind of set our sights to develop right from our first team through to anybody that wants to play, recreational level. And we really tried to make it a society that everyone wanted to be part of. And I think over the last 4 years, that's grown. This year, we had 211 girls come to tryouts for what would be 50 competitive places. So it's been a really, really steady but fantastic growth for the program.
It's actually quite gratifying to hear that, because so often you think perhaps of netball as a sport girls play at school and then maybe drift away from, but largely, I mean, obviously some stay with it, but for the bulk of them was kind of give it up, maybe move on to other things.
Yeah, I mean, we have seen that in the past, but definitely netball at the moment with fantastic numbers going into watch Super League matches and the performance of the England team at the World Cup last summer. Netball is really taken off again. Membership numbers are growing season on season. And for us, it's exactly the same. We are having more and more girls wanting to join our program each year.
You've got to the top. I suppose the next challenge is to stay there.
Yes. Well, we've got, so the first team have got playoffs after Easter. So that will be to take us up into the Premier, which is the top division for university netball in the country. So we will have two matches after Easter. So that for us is the next short-term goal. But given the recent success in our last few matches, it's a very realistic one. So fingers crossed.
And who do you play in those playoffs? Do you know yet?
Well, we know it'll be either Edinburgh, Newcastle or Liverpool. So we're just waiting on the draw, but it'll be against one of those three.
Is that home and away or how does that work?
So it'll be a straight knockout. So you go semi-final and then if you win that, you would move through to the final. So we're hoping for a nice home draw, but we'll see.
And were you to get into the Premier League, are you confident you've got the ability to stay there? Because, of course, the nature of university sport is that, at the end of their third year, generally, students move on, don't they?
Yeah, we have, especially over the last 2 years in particular, have actually attracted girls to come to play here because, A, the standard of the degree and the course that they can be on, but also the standard of netball. We work with S&C coaches, we work with sports psychologists, we have a scholarship program. So I'm actually pretty confident that each year now we're having netballers come to be able to combine studying and playing at a high level. So I'm quite confident that we will continue to attract players of that calibre to allow us to stay at the top when we get there.